Chapter 18. The Persian Wars. How the Greeks defended Europe against Asiatic invasion and drove the Persians back across the Aegean Sea. The Greeks had learned the art of trading from the Aegeans, who had been the pupils of the Phoenicians. They had founded colonies after the Phoenician pattern. They had even improved upon the Phoenician methods by a more general use of money in dealing with foreign customers. In the 6th century before our era, they had established themselves firmly along the coast of Asia Minor, and they were taking away trade from the Phoenicians at a fast rate. This the Phoenicians, of course, did not like, but they were not strong enough to risk a war with their Greek competitors. They sat and waited, nor did they wait in vain. In a former chapter, I have told you how a humble tribe of Persian shepherds had suddenly gone upon the warpath and had conquered the greater part of Western Asia. The Persians were too civilized to plunder their new subjects. They contented themselves with a yearly tribute. When they reached the coast of Asia Minor, they insisted that the Greek colonies of Lydia recognize the Persian kings as their overlords and pay them a stipulated tax. The Greek colonies objected. The Persians insisted. Then the Greek colonies appealed to the home country, and the stage was set for a quarrel. For if the truth be told, the Persian kings regarded the Greek city-states as very dangerous political institutions and bad examples for all other people who were supposed to be the patient slaves of the mighty Persian kings.